Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. And welcome, folks, to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
And we have a great show lined up for you today. And we have with us Jane Jensen. She is a naturopathic practitioner.
Yeah, and Jane is going to be talking about brain health. And, as promised, we are drilling down into ways that you can deal with this whole life in a natural way. And Jane, as a naturopathic practitioner, is of the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts. And she has a unique perspective as a medical professional who, prior to becoming a naturopathic practitioner, spent years in radiology and ultrasound doing research and performing tests on patients with various types of health problems. So we're going to be talking with her today about brain health, persistent memory and cognitive decline being an ever-growing problem in the U.S. as well as worldwide. She recently wrote a very interesting blog on brain health, which we're going to discuss today. Jane, welcome back.
Oh, it's so great to be back, Rob and Brenda. I love being on your show.
So, Jane, persistent memory and cognitive health decline are really becoming an ever-growing problem. How large is this problem in the U.S.?
Well, in 2022, the Alzheimer's Association estimated 6.5 million Americans ages 65 and older were living with Alzheimer's, and that by 2050, that number will double to 13 million. And the interesting thing about that is that doesn't even count patients, for instance, who have had COVID, and they have found a connection between deterioration of the brain due to COVID.
Yeah, wow. And we know there's been a real lack of facilities for dealing with this kind of thing. So, but let's talk about how our mental and cognitive functions decline.
Well, basically, when a person has developed Alzheimer's or dementia, there are changes, physical changes as well as mental health changes that will occur, both structural and chemical, and they basically will impact one another to infer and reinforce the damage to the brain. And as this disease progresses, there'll be changes in somebody's ability to function, including speech and memory, reasoning, and also potentially in their mood and personality. Mm-hmm. And we've all, know probably at least one person, either a friend, family, that has developed this terrible disease. And it's very scary, particularly when you think that potentially you could be one of them who is developing it right now. And basically what happens is it's caused by these amyloid plaques. They're these fibers that are called tau or tangles, which cause a loss of connections between the neurons in the brain, inflammation that occurs that causes, again, increases these tangles to form, and basically can cause, ultimately, brain cell death.
Wow.
And that's not even, we know we're developing these things over time. But also it's people have strokes, and right there, you've got a sudden problem. So, we have a lot to deal with.
Yeah. And you mentioned some of the things, Jane. Do they know the real root cause of this disease?
Well, part of the problem is that there can be so many factors that go into it. There's genetic factors. But a lot of it actually comes down to particularly inflammation and deterioration of the endothelial lining of blood vessels that help to bring nutrients into the body, into the different organs, particularly the brain, but also to keep out the toxins. And when that starts breaking down, you get a lot more toxins coming into the circulatory system that then go up and damage both the blood vessels in the brain, but also the nervous system of the brain as well.
Yeah, and we know that toxic exposure, among other things, causes inflammation all over the body. So what about inflammation in the brain as an area? Could that be a problem?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the most difficult thing is, as of right now, they really don't have a lot as far as what they can do once somebody progresses into more advanced Alzheimer's disease. At best, what they're trying to do is keep it from escalating or deteriorating faster. And so that's what makes it all scary. But on the non-scary side, is there so many things that you can do now to start protecting the brain as well as that endothelial lining that helps to, again, keep the toxins out and keep the good stuff going in.
Well, and in your blog, and I hope everybody tunes into your blog, that you talk about the benefits of aged garlic. Most people would never, Jane, consider aged garlic with brain health.
Yeah.
I think most people tend to think of it as overall immune health, mm-hmm. which it is. It's really great for. It's also really good for cholesterol as well as liver function. So it has a lot of different benefits to it. But new studies, particularly within the last several years, have found that, in particular, there was a study published in the 2017 Journal of Nutrition that aged garlic extract protects the brain neurons by reducing this neuroinflammation. And then another study found that the active ingredient, the S-allyl-L-cysteine, which is the active compound in aged garlic extract, not only can it prevent the neuroinflammation that leads to the death of these synapses, these nerve signaling centers in the brain, but they also keep the synapses healthy and to help repair.
Yeah.
You know, we have, our audience over the years has been listening to our Kyolic Age. Now, Kyolic is the aged garlic product that we highly recommend because it is so highly researched. I mean, I know there are at least 900 studies now over that amount. And one of the things that we've always talked about with it has been, you know, we focused on cardiovascular health, and obviously that extends to all kinds of vascular health, you know, throughout your system. And so, you know, the brain, it's so important to have that kind of circulation and these protections to our brain supply of blood. So I imagine that's probably one of the hooks that we're talking about here with aged garlic as one of the things that, you know, is really appropriate to keep yourself in shape to avoid this, because we'd all like to get older and function at our highest until we're no longer functioning.
Absolutely. And the sooner you can get started, the better, but it's never more or less too late to get started because there are so many benefits. They've even shown that, again, the aged garlic extract in studies to actually reverse some of the processes that are going on and, again, repair this endothelial lining, not just protect it, but also repair it over time.
That's really important.
Yeah, that's really important because if you are a natural product, you know, the FDA only lets you work claim things that are done with people that are healthy. So, you know, the whole idea, the whole game here is to stay as healthy as possible, to maintain it and improve it. And that's what wellness is all about. And that's why, you know, we've been taking aged garlic for 20 years now.
It, So I have a question, Jane, a little out of left field. Is dementia and Alzheimer's connected?
Yes. But not all Alzheimer's is dementia. Kind of think of it as dementia is the blanket term for different types of deterioration of the brain. But Alzheimer's is a little bit different and has a more genetic component to it. Again, the key component that they have found, again, in numerous studies now, is this endothelial lining kind of is part of the whole process for all these different types of brain deterioration diseases, including multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's. So there's a whole host of things that, again, the aged garlic extract can help protect.
Yeah. Wow. Well, we are here with Jane Jansen from Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts, my old stomping grounds. And we are talking about brain health, and we're talking about aged garlic. And, of course, you've heard us talk about kyolic, and you can find out a lot more by going to kyolic, kyolic.com, or calling them at 800-421-2998. For information, but there's a lot on their site. But we're going to talk more with Jane and tell you how you can find out more about kyolic when we come back.
At Essential Formulas, we provide the immune essentials for your family's health this winter. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics and Reg Active. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is recognized as a worldwide leader in probiotic digestive health. Since 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics have an impressive effect on immune health too. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contain over 500 postbiotic metabolites shown to help support immune function. Certified vegetarian, free of gluten, dairy, and GMOs, a powerful immune option. RegActive formulas help boost levels of glutathione, the body's most essential antioxidant, which decreases as we age. Maintaining glutathione levels is key in overall health protection. Be proactive about your immune health. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and RegActive at natural health retailers and online today.
Conscious Talk, empowering your day.
Wakanaga of America, makers of kyolic aged garlic extract, knows that most of us are having to stretch every dollar a little further these days. But that doesn't mean you should have to choose between saving money and your family's health. It's important, as well as cost-effective, to choose safe and multifunctional nutritional supplements. Kyolic aged garlic extract has been a superior cardiovascular supplement for over 50 years, backed by over 900 published scientific papers. Aged garlic extract has been shown to provide many cardiovascular benefits, including lowering blood pressure and improving arterial stiffness, and strong immune support. Kyolic Formula 103 includes vitamin C, mushrooms, and astragalus for immune and heart health, and Kyolic Formula 152 with omega-3s and vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6 for heart, bone, and immune health. Two excellent options that provide multiple health benefits for your family's health. Look for Kyolic at your local natural health store and online.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference, and that's right here at 880 AM Kixie. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and our website is conscioustalk.net. And we do have a Facebook page and put a lot of information up there as well, so be sure and check it out on our site. And we also podcast each of our interviews. So if you miss this or you want to listen to it again, you can get it on podcast or you can get it in the archive section of our site at conscioustalk.net.
Yeah, that's going to be all the major services like Apple, Spotify, Google, etc. So we are here with Jane Jansen, of the Tree of Life Wellness Center in Massachusetts, we are talking about brain health. And Jane, there's got to be some other, you know, we're talking about a really foundational supplement when we talk about aged garlic by Kyolic. What are some of the other things that can be helpful that you might recommend?
The big thing is to also, you know, look at your daily lifestyle. You know, look at the types of foods are you eating. Are you eating a lot of sugars or starches or processed foods that have a lot of chemicals in them? If you don't get good sleep, sleep is really important in helping to repair the brain and, again, remove toxins. And exercise. Most people are becoming couch potatoes. Got to get the body up and moving, get the circulation going. And then, you know, eat healthier grains, vegetables, particularly the Mediterranean diet is probably the most well accepted as far as beneficial for overall health, but also brain nutrition, because it does include a lot of good oils in their diet that are beneficial for brain health.
So what about, like, coffee and green tea? I read that they actually have components in them that can support brain health. And most people, a lot of times doctors tell you don't drink much coffee or maybe not a lot of black tea. But what do you say about coffee and tea?
I think for the most part, yes, it can be beneficial. Even the caffeine in it can be a little helpful, and that kind of perks up the brain a little bit. The difference would be, let's say, if you had significant high blood pressure or other health concerns or on medications, you know, best to talk to your doctor about it. But most people in moderation, they do pretty well with it, and it can actually be helpful.
Mm. And we love blueberries, and we do a protein yeah. drink that is filled with blueberries. Are they helpful too? Is that something that people might want to eat more of?
Yes, blueberries are full of antioxidants, again, very low in sugar. So again, sugar can be inflammatory if you consume too much. And so if you're going to choose a fruit, blueberries are also fantastic for your eyes. And also, again, in helping the circulatory system to be healthier.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, yeah. For those of us in the Northwest, they grow very well here. Mm-hmm. You know, our blueberry bushes do great. We love eating the fresh ones. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can also get frozen ones. And as Brenda said, you put them in a smoothie.
Right. You know? We always suggest organic, certified yeah. organic, anything, fruits and vegetables, that type of thing, free-range meat without all the antibiotics added and chicken, et cetera.
Yeah, so Jane, look, we had mentioned Kyolic aged garlic, and, you know, we've seen so many of the scientific studies, et cetera, and we've been taking it for years. But if people go to their site, they're going to notice a lot of different formulas. So is there anything you can help us with in making a choice?
They, in particular, have several different brain formulas, and what that means is that they all the Kyolic products have aged garlic extract in it as a base, which,
right.
so it's fantastic, because it's just, and you can't take too much of aged garlic extract. So they have, in particular, a formula called Brain Focus, which has ginkgo biloba in it and helps to increase the circulation to the brain. Another formula they have that I really like is the Kyolic Brain Memory formula. That also has, again, the aged garlic extract, but it has the ginseng in it, which, again, is an adaptogen and helps your body to, adapt to the environment and the toxins and things that it's being thrown at it. So, again, fantastic formula. And then another one that I really love is the Kyolic Curcumin formula, the immune and inflammation formula, which contains curcumin in it as well as the aged garlic extract. And curcumin, I think a lot of people know about turmeric. Well,
mm-hmm.
curcumin
right.
is the active ingredient that helps as an anti-inflammatory. And with so many people taking Motrin and Advil, you know, all those kind of things, which actually creates toxins, the curcumin doesn't. And so it's a great way to decrease inflammation and pain and not have to resort to these other types of over-the-counter medications that can actually be creating some of the problems for brain health.
Mm.
Yeah,
mm.
And I think that's really important, and it's something that is somewhat general to the natural product industry, is that, you know, they're basically foods. You know, we call them medical foods because that's really what they are. So that in combination, they don't interfere with most medications. Of course, you want to talk to your doctor. You know, they may not want you to be anti-inflammatory. I can't imagine why, but who knows, you know. But no, I mean, you should always be cautious. But you're right. I mean, people just, you know, throw down Advils or throw down aspirin or this and that. Without a thought, and you know, those are, you know, really toxic.
They can be toxic.
They also have a digestive formula, the number 102 formula, which has some enzymes that help you process your foods better, and again have the aged garlic extract. And so many people are taking now the acid inhibitors.
Mm-hmm.
And the study that was in the Journal of the American Medical Association Neurology in 2016 found that patients who were on the proton pump inhibitors were 44% more likely to develop dementia when they used it regularly.
Ooh,
yeah.
Wow, yeah. That's high.
Yeah, there's so many things.
There's so many. Now, I want to know, Jane, and I think maybe our listening audience would like to know, can they do like one of these for maybe 3 months and then switch off to the next one if they feel they need a different kind of benefit, or does that matter?
Yes, they can. I personally take the immune formula, the Kyolic 103, during the winter.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when everybody's, you know, between COVID
right.
and flu and all
right.
sorts of viruses running around, helps keep the immune system strong. But during the summer, I really don't need it. So I'll switch mm-hmm. over to something else like the curcumin formula. But there's so many options that
yeah.
when you read about them and you go to their website, kyolic.com, they give you information. It can help you to choose which one fits you best. They have a blood pressure formula. They have a blood sugar formula for people who are trying to reduce their blood sugars. And you can take them in addition to your medications. They don't
mm-hmm.
substitute. But mm-hmm. as your tests start becoming better, then
mm-hmm.
your doctor can actually reduce, like, your blood pressure medications. You do, have to talk to your doctor about it, make sure everything is, you know, everybody's on board and, you know, you're using these supplements safely. But I've had a lot of patients who have been able to reduce a lot of their medications and feel better because there's less side effects going on because they're not
right.
on as much medication. And the doctors are very pleased with the results that they're getting with the Kyolic formulas.
Well, wow, that's
great. I know, and sometimes you'll notice your doctor saying, well, they're so glad that this is working because, you know, their protocols, because sometimes they just don't work as well unless you're actually supplementing with something like aged garlic. Well, my point being, it's the aged garlic itself. If you didn't add anything else to it, has so many benefits.
Yes.
And this is just kind of zeroing in on things like brain health.
Well, this is one of the best products we've found and used over the years, Jane. And we really appreciate you coming on and educating us even further about it. We can never be too educated. And folks, you can learn about it and you can find Kyolic Aged Garlic by going to kyolic.com. That's K-Y. OLIC.com. And you can also call their 800 number, 421-2998.
Yeah, and on Facebook, if you go to at Kyo Life, that's K-Y-O Life, or on Instagram at The Kyo Life, you can get a lot of that inside information. And I would go for it, folks. This is one of the are foundational supplements, mm-hmm. and we hope that it would be for you too.
Jane, we want to thank you, as always, so much for being a guest with us here today. And folks, thank you for joining. Have a great day. We'll see you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocers Vitamin Cottage, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shop, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
Power up with Conscious Talk. Radio that makes a difference.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.